most intense of the conflict so far. The World Health Organization's called for an end to the fighting, saying ambulances can't reach the dead and injured. Scottish First Minister Hamza Yousaf, whose in-laws are trapped in Gaza, says Britain should be pushing for peace.
Not just the UK government, but frankly also the leader of the opposition needs to be demanding a ceasefire and a ceasefire now. How many more children do we need to die until people are unequivocal about their demand for no more bombs to be falling on any innocent man, woman or child?
Police in the US state of Maine say they'd twice cleared a recycling centre in their hunt for a mass shooting suspect before his body was found there. It's thought Army Reservist Robert Card shot himself after killing 18 people in a bar and bowling alley in the city of Lewiston. There's a warning of further heavy showers for already soaked parts of the UK. The shopping centre in Hastings has closed because of flooding. Ash Regan, who was defeated as the SNP leadership race, has joined ALBA and become its first MSP. She says her now former party has drifted from its path and commitment to achieving independence. On to sport then, and Newcastle are aiming to move into the Premier League's top four by beating Wolves. Let's go live to Frank Watson at Molineux.
It's Wolves 0, Newcastle 1. The home side started the brighter, but the visitors taken the lead on 20 minutes. Anthony Gordon's left wing cross. Jose Sarr made a mess of it, dropped it. Callum Wilson seized on it, first shot blocked, and then hooked the rebound over his shoulder into the net. Wolves struggling to get back into it now. Wolves 0, Newcastle 1.
Thank you very much. Arsenal thrashed Sheffield United 5-0. Bournemouth beat Burnley 2-1. Scottish Premiership leaders Celtic were held to a goalless draw at Hibs. St Mirren beat St Johnstone 4-0 at Motherwell versus Ross County was 3-3. That's the latest. I'm Daryl Jackson.
Thanks, Daryl.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks to Andy Gardner for a brilliant edition of Phoenix Sport. Coming up next, it's Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers.
On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
First of all, a massive thank you to Andy Gardner for a brilliant edition of Phoenix Sport. John Chubb would be very proud. John will be back next week. And Andy, go and enjoy the rest of your weekend. You have definitely earned it after that performance. Well done. And hello. Good evening. Welcome again to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers with me, Mandy Cullen, on Phoenix FM. Can you believe it's already been a week since we last got together? And it gone quick. What we do on this show, if you're a first-time listener, is we play songs from the 1970s and the 1980s that just don't get played enough on the radio. And all of the songs that we do play will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a cheeser. And better than all of that, we leave musical snobbery outside at the door and we play what we like. It doesn't need to be cool. It doesn't need to be trendy. It just has to be a joy. We only play the good stuff on Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers. Honest. And tonight, as it is the last show of the month, we are going to be playing a few rounds of Which Chart Wins Your Heart. What we do is we play some songs that were in the charts in the corresponding years from the 1970s and the 1980s. And then you can decide if you're a kind of 70s kid or an 80s kid. Which chart wins your heart? It's as simple as that. And the best thing is, there's no wrong answers. Because it's your choice, your opinion, whatever you like. So coming up, let's have a look. Last time we did this, we got as far as 1971 and 1981. So this week, we're going to start at 1972 and 1982. And I think we're going to kick off. So turn it up. It's Saturday night.
Oh, well, not a machine. So you're watching from the stands, you're everyone that ever can.
FM.
Kicking us off with this month's Which Chart Win Your Heart. First of all, we heard David Bowie and John, I'm Only Dancing. Well, you know, if you're going to open a show, you might as well go right ahead and open it with one of the finest, if not the finest, act ever to come out of this country. So on this day in 1972, John, I'm Only Dancing by David Bowie was sitting at number 13 in the charts. It had peaked at number 12, so not quite making the top 10. Then, of course, just now we heard the OJs and Backstabbers. One place below David Bowie were the OJs, sitting at number 14 on this day in 1972. This was their debut entry into the UK charts, and it just leapt six places from last week's number 20. And that was as high as it would get, because next week it would tumble 16 places and be down to number 30. It did make it to number 3 in their native USA. So that's the offering from the 70s, 1972, David Bowie and John, I'm Only Dancing, and the OJs and Backstabbers. Backstabbers. So what has 1982 got in store for us?
Kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star. Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car.
chili dog outside taste freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between his knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. The walk on. His back flexes, thoughts for the moment. Scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well, then there Diane gotta run off to city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. Jack say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Long after the thrill of living is gone. So let it rock, let it roll. Let the Bible belt come and save my soul. Holding on to 16 as long as you can. Changes come around real soon, make us women. Jack and Diane, two American kids doing best they can.
Flying the flag for 1982. First of all, we heard Adam Ant and Friend or Foe. Stuart Goddard, to give him his real name. And as far as I know, no relation at all to Lisa Goddard. Anyway, that was his second single release as a solo artist, with, you know, without the Ant. It had peaked at number 9, Friend or Foe. So just sneaking into the top 10. But on this day, in 1982, it was falling out of the charts and was clinging on at number 28. And next week, it was going to drop out of the top 40 altogether. Then we heard John Mellencamp and Jack and Diane. Do you know, I say John Mellencamp, because at the time, he was going by the name of John Cougar, because his management company, or his record company, or whatever it was, they didn't think that anyone called John Mellencamp could have a hit. Anyway, the song's kind of a story, actually, isn't it? But I really want to know what happened at the end. Did Jack become a football star? Did they run off to the city and live happily ever after? I guess we'll never know. We need John Mellencamp to provide us with a follow-up single, really. Anyway, on this day in 1982, the song was sitting at number 39 and had just arrived in the top 40. It would go on to peak at number 25. It did reach number 1, though, in both the USA and Canada, and it reached number 7 in Australia and number 12 in South Africa. So then, which chart wins your heart? Was it 1972 with David Bowie and the OJs, or was it 1982? And that was Adam Ant and John Mellencamp. You decide. Now, this next up. Oh, I can't wait for this. This is one of my all-time favourite songs. Check it out. Come on.
Come on.
two songs from 1973 that were on the chart on this day. First of all, we heard Ike and Tina Turner and Nutbush City Limits. If ever the opportunity arises that I get to play this song, then this song will always get played. It's just such a tune, isn't it? A church house, a gin house, a schoolhouse, an outhouse, something like that anyway. I think that's the right order. I usually do get it wrong though, in fairness. And of course, legend has it that with this song that Mark Bolan plays guitar on it. Anyway, on this day in 1973, it was on its way down the top 40 and was at number 16, having already peaked at number 4. And it was the last track they released together in the UK. Then we heard The Who and 5:15. This one is taken from the album Quadrophenia. That film is just always just such a good watch, isn't it? There's Phil Daniels, Phil Davis, Leslie Ash and Sting as Ace Face. And there's that guy who played Jim Carver in The Bill, Mark Wingett. And Toya also makes an appearance in the film. If you've never seen it, then I can absolutely recommend it. Anyway, this song was at number 22 in the charts on this day in 1973. It had already peaked at number 20, spent last week at number 21, so it was just easing its way down the chart. So that was what 1973 has to offer. Let's see what 1983 can bring us.
This is Mark King from Level 42 and you're listening to Phoenix FM.
In a world of indecision.
songs that were in the chart on this day in 1983. First of all, we heard Bucks Fizz and London Town. Our 1981 Eurovision winners were at number 36 in the chart on this day in 1983. Actually, this song didn't really have much of an impact on the top 40. It arrived at number 34. Then 2 weeks after that, it dropped out of the top 40. And prior to that, they'd had 9 consecutive top 20 hits, including 3 number one singles. So, you know, that was, we would have expected that one to maybe do a little bit better for them. Then we heard Level 42 and Micro Kid. One place below Bucks Fizz at number 37 were Level 42, who just entered the top 40 on this day in 1983. And this would be the only week the track would spend in the top 40, as next week it would slide out and find itself at number 41. That was their follow-up single to their first top 10, which was, as you might remember, The Chinese Way. So, you know, you would have thought that Micro Kid would have done a little bit better, bearing in mind they just had a top 10, because it is a really good track. Anyway, their next single would break into the top 20, and that was Hot Water, and it reached number 18. So, which chart wins your heart? Was it 1973 with Ike and Tina Turner and The Who, or 1983 with Bucks Fizz and Level 42? It's up to you. Which chart wins your heart? Are you an 80s kid or a 70s kid? Only you can decide. Anyway, you are listening to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers on Phoenix 98 FM. It's Saturday the 28th of October. What we do on this show is play songs from the 1970s and the 1980s that just don't get played enough on the radio. And even better than that, we leave musical snobbery outside at the door and we play what we like. It doesn't need to be cool or trendy to get played. It just has to be a joy. We only play the good stuff on Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers. And of course, all of the songs that we do play will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a cheeser. And we've heard from all of those three this evening, haven't we, already? Okay, so we are playing Which Chart Wins Your Heart. What we do here is we play a couple of tracks from the corresponding years in the 1970s and the 1980s of songs that were on the chart on this day. And then you decide which chart wins your heart, because there's no wrong answers at all. It's entirely up to you. And now we're up to 1974. So again, let's find out which chart wins your heart.
I get no kick from champagne. Yeah.
is Phoenix 98 FM.
Songs from 1974. The first one we heard was Gary Shearston and I Get a Kick Out of You. That song was written by Cole Porter and it's from the musical Anything Goes. And that was first performed on Broadway back in 1934, which means the song has been around for 89 years. I mean, that's just astonishing, isn't it? Anyway, on this day in 1974, the record had already reached its peak spot of Lucky Number 7 and was now on its way out of the charts again and was at number 12. It's a terrific version though, isn't it? It really is. But it was the only track that he ever released in the UK, but I'm not too sure what else he released in his native Australia though. Anyway, then we just heard The Times and You Little Trustmaker. The Times had their first hit in the UK in 1963. 11 years later on this day in 1974, they were at number 19. Their peak position for this song was at number 18. And I think it's quite an underrated track, really, and it probably should have done a little bit better in the charts. Anyway, I have my other half to thank for introducing me to both of those tracks from 1974, both Gary Shearson and The Time. So thank you very much, my darling. Then, okay, actually, now we've got to do 1984, haven't we? I was getting ahead of myself. Okay, let's see. That was from 1974. Let's see if 1984 can win your heart.
Don't wanna know about the
across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Once a beautiful Miss America, Mary Mr. Wright, had a little baby girl born on a stormy night.
Was Meatloaf, and before that we heard Kim Wilde. They were flying the flag for 1984. First of all, it was Kim Wilde, and the second time, and then in brackets, Go For It. That was a non-mover at number 29 on this day in 1984. I mean, how ironic that it was number 29 for the second time. Anyway, that was just about as high as it would go. Next week, it would start slipping its way out of the charts. Kim Wilde would surge back, though, in 1986 with a number 2 hit with a Kerr cover of You Keep Me Hanging On. Then, of course, we just heard Meatloaf and Modern Girl. That was another non-mover, actually, in the charts on this day in 1984. It was sitting at number 17, you know, and that was as high as it would go. Interestingly, his previous single, which was Midnight at the Lost and Found, also peaked at number 17. So, which chart wins your heart? Was it from 1974, Gary Shearston and The Times, or from 1984, Kim Wilde and Meatloaf? It's entirely up to you. Which chart wins your heart? Now, I've got to remind you, because it is Saturday the 28th of October, and that means it's Cher's favourite day of the year, because the clocks go back.
If I could turn back time.
You can, Cher, tonight at 2 a.m. Tonight at 2 a.m, the clocks will go back.
If I could turn back time.
You can, Cher, this evening at 2 a.m. Let's play two songs from 1975 now.
Phoenix 98 FM.
98.
98. FM. 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 FM.